Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, and I am joined today by Anil Mathai. Anil, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Andy.
Oh, you bet. It's great to have you. Is it okay if I refer to you as the talent?
No, just a regular guy, that's all.
I thought it was really weird, you know, you were walking down the hallway and Charlie was throwing rose petals at your feet everywhere you walked. Who's going to clean that up, Charlie? I mean, did you even think ahead? Oh, I am. I am. You see, I am the host, also known as the guy who cleans up after the talent. Is that pretty great?
Sure.
Okay, well, are you ready? Are you up? You're the talent. Are you up to the question of the day?
Let's go for it.
Okay, yesterday's was only 38% of people surveyed say they are capable of doing this. What is this? That is broad. 38%, only 38% say they can do this.
Skydiving.
Well, I wouldn't go that. I wouldn't go to, I was going to say I wouldn't go that high to 38%, then I realized the pun. That would have been really bad. Okay, think baseball.
Hitting a home run?
Throw a strike from a pitcher's mound.
Oh, okay.
Throw a strike from a pitcher's mound. You know, that's probably true. I don't think I could do that. By the way, Heidi Gnall did that. You know, she's friend of the program. Uh-huh. She threw the opening day pitch for the Rockies, and she threw a strike.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. It wasn't even one of those lobs. She drilled it in there. It was really great.
You got nothing to lose. Go for it.
I guess she's all athletic. Yeah. Okay, today's 1 in 6 people say they forget to do this on a daily basis. What is this? And remember, today is Health and Wellness Wednesday. So 1 in 6 people say they forget to do this on a daily basis. What would it be?
Check your weight.
Check your weight. I try to go much longer than a day before I remember to do that.
Yes, I
check my wife's. I pick her up and I put her on the scale. Honey, this is for your own good. She's just glaring at me. I love you. Okay, so 1 in 6 people, I don't know, brush your teeth, I would hope. 1 in 6, don't forget to brush your teeth. Floss.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Exercise, cardio. I got nothing. By the way, folks, if you have an answer, if you're not like me and you have something, not nothing, give your answer on the KLZ560 Facebook page. After the break, by the way, we are going to have Matt Peel come on. He's going to be our expert today. He's the author of The Athlete in the Game of Life, and he is able to talk about any area of health. So that's going to be exercise. He's a fitness guru. Mm-hmm. It can be how you eat, how you do anything, how you sleep. And folks, if you have any questions whatsoever, please call Matt. Don't ask me and Anil, because we will steer you wrong. You may not survive the hour. But call Matt. And the number here is 303-477-5600. That's 303-477-5600. And Matt Peel will give you the answers. Are you ready for that, the talent?
I am. That's awesome.
You are the talent.
No, I'm ready for the health questions. I need to get better here.
Really?
Yeah.
But as the talent, do you really need it?
Yes, all the time.
Oh, okay. You see, when you're the talent, you can kind of look at everybody around you and say, point at yourself and say, this is the right health for you.
No, not me.
Now, if you're skinnier than me, you're too skinny. If you're fatter than me, you're too... I'm just saying, this is ideal. Okay, you won't do that?
No, you look great, Andy. I'm the one that needs to lose fat.
I'll try and lose some. Okay, Matt Peel is up after the break. But first, Novus Auto Glass. Folks, if you can't see clearly, you can't drive clearly. So don't let those little chips mount up on your windshield. Don't you hate that, by the way?
Yeah.
And then when the second the sun hits it, it lights up like a Christmas tree and you can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always like to see what I'm running into. I like to be more accurate. Actually, I haven't had an accident since I was a kid. All right.
That's awesome.
Well, before the Colorado sun starts lighting up those chips, call Novus Auto Glass. That's N-O-V-U-S. And they'll bring the highest tech and the best service to you, to your home. See clearly, drive clearly. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Barber's Foods. Barber's always has new specials. So to see what's happening in April, check out their website at barbersfoods.com. And while you're there, look through their great selection of high-quality meats, and you can even see cooking videos and videos about their suppliers. Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I know. I really like that. You go on there, and they show you how to cook and how to grill and this kind of stuff. That's awesome. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
To order, call or text 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, BarbersFoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back, like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000. Or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to barbersfoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. Barbersfoods.com. Connecting you to your food since 1949.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with the talent, Anil Mathai. And on the line right now, we have Matt Peel, author of Athlete in the Game of Life. Matt, how are you?
I'm great, Andy and Anil. How are y'all today?
I'm doing well.
We are doing well. By the way, you're going to be guiding us through health today, and we really need it. Well, I really need it. As you know, Anil is the talent. And so he declared before we came on air, he doesn't actually need to know anything about health. He's perfect.
No, I didn't.
He's a pretty face.
As he walked on water over to the studio. It was very impressive, by the way. I'm not sure quite how he did that. Inflatable shoes or something. Okay. Matt, I just want you to know, first of all, is that the name of your book, Athlete in the Game of Life?
That is actually it, The Athlete in the Game of Life. You got it.
Well, I love the name. I do. I mean, I think back before the dawn of this modern sedentary age, and, you know, people had to be so much more active back then. They walked, they rode horses everywhere, they farmed, hunted, swam, or if we were Vikings, we pillaged. And just so you know that...
I like pillaging. I like pillaging 4,000, please, Alex.
I do, that too. Well, I do, too. I mean, you know, pillaging gets a bad rap, but it was really, it burned the carbs. When you think about it, when you were pillaging, you were really getting thin.
I mean, you had everything involved. You were mentally involved. You were physically involved. And there was no end to pillaging. There was just, what's the next town involved?
Exactly.
So it was a constant workout, constantly going at it.
Exactly. When you were pillaging and oppressing peasants, don't you think that really worked your core?
It was great core strength, and it was very satisfying. I'm sure, you know, pillaging just makes you happy at the end of the day for those that are the pillagers, not the pillagee.
You know, that's a good point. It's got to make you happy. Yeah. If you don't find happiness in your exercise like the pillagers did, you're probably not going to keep doing it. But for them, they kept doing it. They were regular. But, you know, anyway, back then, though, people really were much more active throughout their lives. But today we have these sporadic, limited physical challenges, don't we? We sit at a computer, or how about raking? That's coming up soon. Or if my wife goes to the mall, that's like pillaging.
That's exactly like pillaging with your credit card. So she gets a lot of enjoyment out of that. But on the other hand, you're the pillagee.
She really, yeah, you're right. But the good thing is she enjoys it so much she keeps doing it. Okay, so it really burns off whatever she needs to burn off. But seriously, coming into this time, raking, summer, we've been sedentary all winter. How do we get ready for what's coming up in the summer? Well, first of all, I guess what I want to ask you, Matt, because we're going to get into pain here in a moment. But, you know, and my wife may cause me some now after I'm speaking about that. But what do we have coming up in the summer to where people are going to be more active in ways that they aren't ready for it, and they can maybe have muscle pulls or just not perform well?
Well, like the pillaging, I think it really comes down from a man standpoint, I'll say, because I am a guy. You know, we want to go out there and we think in our brains, I am 16 years old again, I am 18 years old again, I am 20 years old again, so let me just go out right now hard and fast and do everything I can, I think, at that level. And mentally, we're there. Mentally, we're Rocky Balboa. But then, actually, we're Apollo Creed, and we're not that fast anymore. And then we get our butts kicked, and then we get hurt, and we pull a hammy, then we fall down, and you know, it adds up onto itself because we're not ready for it. So we do got to start off a little slow, and one of those things is just doing some basic stretching of areas that are tight because you are sitting down all day, or you've been sitting down to see maybe since March of 2020, the years fly by now. So you got to start off a little slower, get back into things at that pace, and then kind of just let your body tell you when you're ready to increase the tempo and increase the intensity.
Let me ask you something, Matt. I mean, what is, by the way, I always look like Rocky at the end when he's yelling out Adrian and all that kind of stuff. I look that way before I start.
So are you asking to be cut already before you start?
That's right. Yeah. That's it. But what is best? Do you just go right into the stretching, or do you got to warm up a little, get the blood flowing first? What do you recommend?
So that's a great question, Andy, because there has been two schools of thought, and as I studied and became a corrective exercise specialist, I was also still in the impression, hey, let's warm up the muscles a little bit. Kind of like you played in high school sports or sports out there, recreation. You know, let's take a lap, let's say take two laps around the field or the court so we don't hurt ourselves stretching. Well, actually, that's kind of nonsense.
Really?
We can't stretch cold muscles, as they say. You know, we're really not going from a complete seated position and non-activity to full bore. So we can stretch cold muscles, ease into the stretch. You never want to bounce. And again, that's where we learn things from the old football coaches who actually were taught zero about proper conditioning and proper weightlifting. That's why they weren't in the weight room with you, because they didn't want to see that, oh my God, I hope they're not really doing that.
I remember the bounce. Can you explain that really quick to people, what you're talking about with the bounce?
So the bounce, one of the things that we used to do is I played soccer in high school and college, something called cherry pickers, and maybe some of y'all out there listening understand what they are. So if you had your legs spread, you kind of go down and you bounce, and you went from in front of your body to the middle of your body to behind your body and then up again. So that would be something called bouncing. We don't want to do that because that can cause muscle injuries. We want to ease into the stretch and then hold it for around 15 to 20 seconds and then slowly release it. and that's going to help us get a better stretch and also reduce our chance of injury.
Okay. Now, Anil actually dropped down into a full split at the beginning of the show. He's been in it ever since. It's very impressive. But once again, he's the talent. For most of us,
he walked on water over to the station.
Well, he did. Well, he kind of sunk in a little bit. He had some evil thoughts, but he came back up. What do we do for, I mean, how do people overstretch? Because I have at times injured myself. I'll go to the gym. I'm old. I'm stupid. And I'll go and I'll overstretch. And the next day I'm hurting like anything.
Right. So you don't want to go beyond the point of pain in a stretch. And maybe that's where some people do is they yank
just when you're feeling
hard.
It a little bit, or
you just want to feel it a little bit and then again ease into the stretch. You can also use something out there people call a foam roller, and the technical term for that is called self-myofascial release. I know it sounds like a big sexual term, but it's actually not. So you can use a foam roller, and when you're rolling on your muscles, the other thing people tend to do is think that their leg, for example, their quadricep, their thigh muscle, is like bread. And they're going to try and roll that sucker out till it gets flat, and they go up and down on it. That's also incorrect. What we want to do is roll and find that part of your muscle where, yes, it hurts a little bit, and then we just want to leave it on there and let your muscle relax and ease some of the pain away. And that's how you actually do foam rolling correctly. It's not rolling it like your legs are dough. Hold it on those spots and let the tension ease.
Now, are you just working on the muscles? Or are you also working on, say, the joints, the vertebrae, the space between them, loosening that up?
The space between your vertebrae and your back muscles will loosen up as you begin to stretch those areas that are needed. For example, what gets really tight, especially as we're sitting down and leaning over a computer, are the lats. The latissimus dorsi in our back. Those get typically pretty tight, so we want to stretch those. And are you really pulling the muscle away from the vertebrae? No, you're not. You're just stretching the muscles, but the vertebrae is pretty important because just about every muscle in your upper body somehow finds a way to attach itself to your vertebrae or to your pelvis.
What's the best way to stretch your back? Because you're right, that is a part of the body that we rarely do stretch. We always think about stretching the legs. You know, maybe the triceps. You know, do that reach across you and pull back on your elbow. But I mean, how do you stretch your back and do it effectively?
There's a couple different ways. And again, if we're talking about a typical person who's sitting a lot and in that computer or in that holding that device position, as our last get tight, what we can do is we can just hold on to something above our head, whether it's a bar. Piece of equipment in the gym, maybe some banister at your house, and then just kind of hang down and let your muscles pull up and stretch. Because the purpose of your lats is actually when your arm is above your head, it's to bring your arm back down. The shoulder pushes it up above your head, and then your lats bring your arm back down. So we want to stretch that, and so just kind of hang there like you would back at the jungle gym at school. And if you could do that for 15, 20 seconds, it actually gives your lats and sometimes your chest a really great stretch.
Okay, well, this kind of gets me into another thing, a little bit more in the working out, okay? So we stretch some, but what if I want to hit some weights? And we talk about the push muscles and the pull muscles, right? Mm-hmm. And the lats are the pull muscles along with the bicep.
Correct.
and the push muscles are the tricep and your chest and your shoulders.
Correct. Yes.
What is your theory on this? You know, some people say work all the push muscles on one day, the pull muscles on the next day, so that you won't double them up, right? You don't want to work the back one day and the next day work your tricep, because then you're working basically your tricep both days, right? Because you work your triceps pulling in the back. But other people say no, alternate it. Do bicep this day, tricep that day, back this day, chest that day. How do you split them up? What do you recommend?
So there's a lot of ways to skin that cat, Andy, and I'm glad you brought that up. But without getting too much into advanced lifting techniques, you're right. The biceps help anytime you pull. So anytime you do a back motion, whether it be a pull-up, a lat pull-down, a row, your biceps are involved. Same thing on the push. Anytime you do any type of bench press exercise or any type of shoulder press exercise, then your triceps help also, and help with the push. So what we can do is we can do, say, a chest and then a back day and leave the biceps and triceps out for another day. So it's called supersetting. You could even do an upper-lower, so you could do, like, a back and then do your legs, because as you're working one muscle, then the other muscle is resting, and that way you maximize your workout in less time and then, you know, get a great workout out of it.
Okay, so you're saying back and chest on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't do, like, bicep, tricep on the next day, or would you, since it's right?
You could do biceps and triceps on the next day, but you're not going to do back and biceps on the same day. You know, that's the typical, if we think about back to when we read our bodybuilding magazines, you know, we do chest and triceps today, we do back and biceps today, you know.
Right.
And what you're doing, you're already exhausting your biceps when you do your back, so your biceps don't have a lot left in them. Same thing with your triceps. So if you can save those for a different day, again, partner those with another smaller exercise. So example, for me, for my workouts, I'll do chest and back. And then on the next day, I'll do biceps, triceps, and, say, hamstrings. And then on the third day, I'll do my push leg muscles, which would be like squats and lunges. And then I can do shoulders, because there's some combination movements you can do in there. And that way, everything gets a proper rest. You can still go multiple days in a row, and you're not overtaxing your muscles.
Okay, that sounds great. Hey, folks, we're speaking with Matt Peel, the author of The Athlete in the Game of Life. Matt, can I hold you over the break?
Please do.
Awesome. Hey, when we come back, let's talk about pain, because, you know, we've been talking about weightlifting and stretching. Let's talk about the fact that everybody is coming out of COVID, and they've got a lot of pains and nagging things, and maybe you can help us deal with some of that and fix it. Sound good?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, we'll be right back with Matt Peel. And folks, by the way, if you have any questions for Matt on this or any health topic at all, please call in at 303-477-5600. But first, Geno's Auto. Okay, winter has beaten up your suspension. Am I right, Anil?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. By the way, Matt, we had a blizzard here, and it just creamed everybody's suspension. Everybody's cars are in the shop. So call Geno's, where they have a $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. This month, you'll also get a $50 NAPA Visa card if you spend $250 or more on NAPA steering and suspension parts. By the way, folks, there's a good chance you're going to do that. Yep. I mean, you'll go over 250 in no time. Just call 303-794-6700, or you can find them at genosautoservice.com.
For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Geno's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio, and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at GenosAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Okay, Michael Bailey Law, have you written your will? Well, people ask that as if it's simple, but leaving the best legacy with all you've built, that takes wisdom, experience, a caring heart. So don't just write a will, write a legacy. Call Michael Bailey at 720-730-7274, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom. But right now, your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
It was downright creepy. Former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama filmed at Arlington National Cemetery encouraging you to get the COVID-19 Wuhan virus vaccine so that you can resume life. This is on the heels of New York's voluntary vaccine passport. Kim Munson here. Thursday, Dr. James Lyons Weiler, scientist at the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge, shares his thoughts on the coerced jab. Plus, Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance updates us on the latest on the battle to protect homeownership. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with the talent, Anil Mathai. And on the line, we've got Matt Peel. Sorry, Matt. Matt Peel, author of The Athlete in the Game of Life. And Matt, you know, I've been easing into things little by little. The only thing I've been lifting so far is my vaccine. I do a little bigger one every day.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
I've great. Gotten vaccinated now 50 times, and now I'm doing really big ones. Anil has a question about his pain. So for a moment, Matt, you are Anil's physical therapist. Anil, go ahead.
Well, Matt, I think your message is resonating big time with me. Last Saturday was helping our local church. We were collecting some food for the food bank, and I didn't stretch, Matt, and I'm guilty of it. And it's been 3 days of like neck and back pain, and I think, you know, my question really is, you know, what's the proper way to stretch and or just for any type of household activity or et cetera? Because the boxes weren't heavy, but, you know, it just didn't stretch, and those muscles might have taken a hit here.
It's repetitive motion, and when we go too hard, too fast, or on the contrary also, if we're just doing the same motions over and over again, and sitting is actually repetitive use and doing the same motion over and over again, because we sit and some of our muscles are constantly contracted and on, and some are over lengthened and kind of off. So we want to think about what muscles are we going to be using during this activity. So if you're going to be picking up food and or boxes and bringing them inside or taking them from a car or out, just kind of think, all right, what muscles am I going to use the most? Well, hopefully I'll be using lifting properly, number one, mm-hmm. and we're not using our low back to take all the force, and that's where a lot of back injuries happen. Mm. So we want to stretch out things like our quadriceps, so we can do the typical runner stretch, like stand on one leg, grab the ankle of the other, mm-hmm. pull it so it's in line with the one that we're standing on. Make sure you're by a wall if your balance is really bad, because you don't want to fall on your face while you're trying to actually help yourself and stretch.
Yeah.
So that's a great exercise for your quadriceps. Typically, maybe we can do a lunge stretch to stretch our hip flexors. So that would be, again, taking a long step out, sinking down as low as we can, keeping that back leg straight, keeping the upper body erect. That really helps the hip flexors. And that's your push muscles. So those are your muscles getting ready to lift. Mm-hmm. So you could do a little bit of that if you're getting ready to move and transport things like that. As far as for your chest, a great way is just to put your arm like at an L position and go by a corner or a wall. Stay up nice and tall, lean forward into it and hold. That stretch your chest muscles, your pectorals, a little bit of your shoulders too. As far as your back, you know, we talked about the back earlier. That's a great way to stretch your lats. Just kind of hang down underneath. If you want to stretch kind of your upper back, you could hold on to something more at your shoulder height and just ease and pull back against it, and that stretches more of your upper back muscles.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, whoa. How does that work again? Say that again in the upper back.
So instead of reaching above you, right, to pull down from your lats,
right,
you could reach at something more in front of you at, say, your arm shoulder height, and then just ease back and get a nice pull that way. And that'll stretch some of your muscles more in your upper back than necessarily, say, in your lats, more of your rhomboids.
Okay. Well, hey, Matt, before we get into some of the more common pains, which you can list, let me give you one of mine, okay? And I think it is pretty common. It's in the shoulders. And it's just, you know, it's high and in back of my neck, in the upper shoulders. What causes that, and what do I do about it?
So with pain, where you feel pain doesn't necessarily mean that's where it comes from. So pain in that area is pretty common, and it can come from tightness up into your neck and into your traps, maybe even dysfunction down into your elbow, believe it or not. Because, again, when we're sitting and we're in that typing position all the time, our biceps are constantly contracted, so they get super tight. And then it's hard for us to extend them all the way above our head or all the way out in front of us. And we think, oh, that's with our shoulders. Not necessarily. That's with your biceps. So there's a couple areas that we can stretch to kind of work on that one that you're talking about. We can stretch our biceps so we can put our arm out straight out in front of us at shoulder height, reach out, grab our fingers, and either pull them kind of up so that our palms up or down so that our fingers are pointing down, and just hold that stretch. You feel it in your bicep and into your forearms.
Okay.
The other end of it that we can work is on our trapezius muscles. So for that, again, we'll stand up nice and tall. We can bring, let's say, our right hand on top of our head and just gently pull our heads to the left and extend your left arm, to the right hand, pulling your head to the right, extending your left arm. I'm doing this as I'm talking to everybody on the radio. So everybody out there listening, trust me, I'm doing this as I'm walking around my house explaining it to you.
Well, you've actually caused a lot of accidents. People are trying to do it as they drive.
I'm sure they have. So I'm going to say don't do this while you're driving.
Okay, so wait a minute. So my right hand is on my head. Okay, right, so my head. That's got my elbow up in the air.
Toward your ear.
What?
Right. Pull your head gently towards your right shoulder.
Okay.
And then extend your left hand out at about a 45-degree angle away from you, and you'll feel that stretch in your neck.
Oh,
and
I do.
Your trapezius muscles.
I really do. That feels good.
So do that, and then stretch your biceps. And those are some areas, if you kind of work at it from both sides, that could possibly relieve some of your shoulder pain.
Okay. Hey, Charlie just tried it. He fell over. Anil, can you get in there? Oh, he's back. Never mind. Okay. No, that feels really good. You know, I think, Matt, that a lot of people are also experiencing it from driving. You know, because so many people have to be at home, there's a real delivery market out there. A lot of people are running, you know, doing Grubhub and DoorDash and these things. And I think a lot of people are getting really sore and stiff from driving too much.
It's the same positioning, right? Whether we were back in going to the office, you know, we sit in the commute for however long that may be, 30, 45 minutes. We have a short walk to the office. We sit at the office all day. In and out of meetings, at least we're up a little bit, and then we go and sit back on the commute again. Whether you're driving or riding public transportation, it's still that same position. So these same muscles are being, again, overused, meaning constantly tight within your shoulders, your biceps, your chest even, because when you're sitting there again on the keyboard or you're looking down holding your phone in front of you, your chest muscles are contracted because you're kind of closed in.
Okay. Give us some of the most common pains that people have, especially at this time of year.
So low back pain is actually the number one pain in the United States.
Yeah, me too.
Neck pain is number three. So how does that happen, especially from sitting? Well, what happens is, again, our glutes and our hamstrings get over-lengthened. Our quadriceps get super tight. Our hip flexors get super tight. And then when we go to do things like Anil was talking about, instead of being able to actually bend our knees down to pick up an object, we just kind of lean over at the waist. And then as we go to stand up, that low back takes all of that load, and then that's where you end up hurting yourself. And it doesn't take much. Just a little tweak in one way or another, and boom, you're on the couch for a few weeks.
Yeah. For me, it's raking.
Raking does that for you?
Yeah, the thing is that
some nightmares for you.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's only two times of the year when I have to rake, right? I rake at this time of year because you got to get that dead grass out and prep your lawn. Mm-hmm. And then I do it in the fall. So it's something you don't do very much. And then when I go and do it, it just kills me.
Right. And back to that same repetitive, you know, we're not prepared for it. We don't do anything using those muscles. So those muscles are pretty much dormant aside from twice a year. So you just got to get a little bit more active, Andy. That's all.
Got to be a little bit more active.
You got to do a little bit more pillaging, my friend. If you did a little bit more pillaging on a daily basis, your life would be so much better.
I try, but they boarded up all the businesses downtown Denver because of it.
Well, that's what pillaging does, right?
I'm just too into pillaging.
Don't let that board stop you. Don't let that board stop you pillaging.
Are you like Mr. Miyagi? Think through the board. Think through the board.
Paint the fence. Wax on.
That's true.
By the way, I could not have done that. Wax on, wax off, and all that stuff. Especially when he was painting. My shoulders would have fallen off.
Oh, I'm sure they did, you know, at the beginning. I'm thinking, you know what, can we just fight somebody? How to paint the damn fence?
That would hurt less. Okay, yeah. Well, go ahead.
No, okay, yeah, it will hurt less to get punched in the face and sit here and paint this fence for the next 8 hours.
That's true.
Hey, when we come back, because we're going to take a break here shortly, would you mind telling us a little about health and eating? Because, Matt, you're a healthy eater.
Absolutely.
You're obviously a super healthy guy. And let me just ask you this. Warn me in advance. Are you one of these super crazy healthy eaters where I won't be able to relate to anything you're saying? Or do you eat like a human being on occasion?
I eat very much like a human being on occasion.
Can't wait to hear. This is awesome. This is good.
That's good because, you know, sometimes I got to be honest. Sometimes these health and fitness experts, they give me advice on how to eat. And I'm just like, you know, I could do that maybe for a day.
Yeah.
And then I would fall apart. So I'm looking forward to that. Okay, we are talking to Matt Peel, the author of The Athlete in the Game of Life. When we come back, we're going to talk a little about eating and eating healthy, but not crazy. But first up, Extreme Auto Repair. Have you noticed how during COVID, how many cars are alongside the road? Have you noticed this? I have.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're not out as
I
much
just know
as
there's more cars on the road right now. So.
Well, there's more cars that are out, but I've noticed a lot of them are out alongside the road. A lot of them are broken down. That's because during these times, people haven't been keeping up on the care of their cars. Yeah. They push it, and then boom, they're stuck. Well, don't let that be you. Call Extreme Auto and Parker and make sure your car is kept in the best working order. 303-841-1071 or find Extreme at klzradio.com.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right? Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Golden Eagle Financial. Hey, good news, Anil. Taxes are now due May 15th instead of April 15th. I like that. And how you handle your taxes can affect your retirement. So talk to Al Smith now before you file, or if you already have, talk to Al to set up a better plan going forward. Call Al at 303-744-1128 or find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
You can breathe easy, knowing you'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Now you have the luxury of deciding how you'll spend that money to make it work even harder for you. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a plan to minimize taxes and fees so your savings last. Before you stop contributing to your 401k or IRA and start taking distributions, you'll want to have a plan in place to make certain your money will help you achieve your goals. If you should need long-term care at some point, you'll want to make sure your kids get a break. Al Smith will show you how to set up supplemental coverage so your kids have some help, and it's already paid for. It's time to shift your focus from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation with KLZ's Retirement Planning Specialist. Set up a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Okay, a good shop is up next. You know, traffic accidents, they're not just dangerous, they're also frustrating because you love your car.
That's right. Am I right?
It's awful, isn't it? I mean, you spend all that time shopping for it, caring for it, washing it, and now you're looking at your baby and it's banged up.
Yeah.
Well, call Al Sturm at a good shop, and not only will they do a great job restoring your baby, but they'll even fully detail it so it feels like new. Call Al at 720-541-7697, or you can find their contact form at klzradio.com. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Did you know that a number of these people who participated in the January 6th stupidity are still rotting in a D.C. jail? I wonder if the media would be covering Black Lives Matter activists rotting in a jail somewhere months after a riot.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with the talent, Anil Mathai. And we are on the line right now with Matt Peel, the author of Athlete in the Game of Life. By the way, Matt, before we even get started, when he's trying to cook, should, you know, for safety's sake, should Anil take off his cape?
Is the cape flammable?
I guess it only matters for grilling, right? Like if he turns suddenly. Hey, Matt, before we go any further, how can people, because I doubt they can remember absolutely every wise thing you've said, how can they get your book? How can they read more about you, see your videos, all that great stuff? Mm-hmm.
So the easiest way is to go to my website, which is Matt Peel, that's PEALE.com. Everything is on there on how to order my book through Amazon, or you can go to Amazon directly and order The Athlete in the Game of Life. I have a new course, online course out there to help people with their chronic pain, all different interviews and a survey. So it's pretty cool. You can also follow me on Facebook at Athlete in the Game of Life, or Twitter at Matt Peel.
Okay, and hey, before we even get into, you know, healthy eating and so forth, let's just go into healthy eating. Okay, what would you say would be something reasonable that people like even I can do?
5 days a week. Reasonable is 5 days a week. I am a dude who is in his mid-40s. For those of you that have not seen my picture, I'm about 5'9", 5'10", 160 pounds, and I've been able to maintain between 9 to 10% body fat for like the past 6 years or so. So people, I say, Matt, I hate your guts. I'm hanging up. Don't even call me again. But the thing is, I don't necessarily deprive myself of having fun and enjoying. So what do I tell my clients and how do I operate for me? Is if I can be good, say Sunday through Thursday, then Friday, Saturday, have life, enjoy life. Now, I'm not a 22-year-old. I think I'm going to take over the world and let's go ahead and just cut out everything and step on stage and be a bodybuilder in a show, because that's not realistic for everyone. So if we can manage what we do 5 days a week, and you pick your 5 days of the week, depending on what your work schedule is, then you'll find that you don't want to necessarily cheat as much, maybe have as many beers or have as many whiskeys or have as many desserts as maybe you used to. And so your body will make the good adjustments for you. And that's how I do things, even for me.
Okay, so what do you do? Like, what is your thought on breakfast, lunch, dinner? I know that's almost the Western culture. We've got to eat them. Yes, I'm not sure what else I would do with them, but you know. Okay, so breakfast, lunch, dinner. But are you more of a big breakfast guy, little breakfast, big lunch? How would you do that? Because a lot of people say, don't eat big at night before you go to bed. I mean, what do you recommend?
And that's true. If you're really trying to lose weight, you do want to consume more of your calories earlier in the day because you're going to use them. If you have a big meal late at night and then you're going to sleep, you're not using your calories. So what is fat? Fat is just stored energy or stored calories. So sure, eat a little bigger throughout the day and then taper it off as you finish out. And that'll definitely help with your weight management. As far as people say, well, how many calories should I eat? What should I have of that? If you really want to get detailed, then I'm going to suggest you go see a registered dietitian because they can actually give you a lot more details depending on what your goals are than I legally can. But just for general maintenance or just general health, probably is better. Eat a little bit bigger in the day. Just let it taper off in the evening.
Yeah, Matt, the question for me is, like, just for us office workers, in a sense, Monday to Friday, I think that's the same approach you would have, right? Just make sure we're, focused on what we eat during those 5 days. Would that be the same?
Exactly. So if you're a Monday through Friday, typical 8-to-5 person, then yeah, watch what you do, because also you're not burning usually that much when you're sitting in your office.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're putting in all this energy into you, but you don't have an opportunity to use it. And then that's how we pack on the weight. So it doesn't happen in one day. Right? And you didn't put on 30 pounds in one day. You're not going to take it off in one day.
Yeah.
So if we just change it, though, to your mindset of a healthy lifestyle instead of let me diet, because as I always tell people, what are the three letters in diet? First three letters are die, right?
Yeah,
no one wants to die.
True.
That's not on my bucket list of things to do before I get to that point.
And the fourth letter is a cross. So it kind of,
fourth letter is a cross that you nail in right after you die. So
exactly.
It all kind of works in.
It's true.
And that's what people feel like. Oh, my God, why am I doing this? I hate it. And then
right.
As soon as you're done, what do? Back up.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think is most lacking in the American diet? I know we always think about, the fact that we deep fry absolutely everything, which, by the way, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, not everything, but, you never deep fry a beer because that just wouldn't
no.
work out. It'd be hard
no.
to open at that point.
Definitely.
But
if you dropped it in, it would explode.
Exactly. And that's not, granted, it's fun. I admit that, but...
Mm-hmm.
So what is lacking the most? Is it just the usual, the veggies, the fish? What should Americans do that's not crazy, but that can start getting them back on the right track, especially when they've packed on the COVID 15 or 20 and they want to start getting back into the real world?
I think, one, having enough water on a daily basis, and it's not necessarily the 64 ounces, eight ounce glasses, if math serves me correctly. It really is half your body weight in ounces is what the new level is. So your 50-pound child isn't going to drink 64 ounces of water. They will float away. So you really need to manage it that way. And also, it is fruits and vegetables. And eat the things that you like. And I always go back to the same example, but Brussels sprouts, right? If you don't like Brussels sprouts, then don't go buy a ton of Brussels sprouts and expect that you're going to eat it. There's plenty of things out there that fit your taste palate, so eat those things. And then the rest will kind of take care of itself as you put some color on your plate, because we have to eat a lot of brown and a lot of white. So put some color on your plate.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me that. First of all, by the way, I do hate Brussels sprouts.
I actually love them, Andy.
I hate them. I actually shout at them at the store, which is probably going too far, but they anger me.
Would you do a YouTube video of you shouting at Brussels sprouts?
While I'm pillaging?
Yes.
It's hard to do those things at once at the same time. You pull something.
Right. Well, you can pillage Brussels sprouts.
that would be a phenomenal video.
I would do that. I would do that. I would storm the gates and pillage the Brussels sprouts. This is really going to really confuse the people at Kroger. Okay. All right. So what else you got for us? Because we got just about 3-4 minutes left. What would you advise people coming out of COVID? How do you get that engine revved up again? Because, you know, a lot of us right now, Matt, we're hearing this and we're thinking, you know what, Matt, you're an exercise guru. Your engine is always running. Mine hasn't. It's been off. It's been stone cold for a better part of a year. What do I do right. just to get going again?
And maybe you haven't even found the keys yet. So what you want to do is first figure out what do you like. And I know we put this joke of pillaging the whole time, but what do you like to do? Do you like playing tennis? Do you like playing golf? Do you like running? Start with something that you enjoy. If you've never golfed before, don't just start up golfing because it's the most frustrating thing that you've ever have done. And I do this every weekend, and I pay a lot of money to do it because I'm stupid. So do something that you enjoy. And if you find that first, then you're going to have the natural inclination to want to go and do it again. So if it's working out in the gym, if it's running, if it's cycling, if it's playing flag football, whatever it may be, start with that. Go after the things that are kind of your bread and butter and that you like, and then you'll have a better opportunity to stay with it.
Quick question. What if you like to take walks? Would you advise maybe speed it up a little, speed up the pace each day, that kind of thing?
Yes, there's a number of ways you can do that, whether it's walking, running, cycling, little variables. You can increase the pace. You can increase the distance. You can increase the intensity of it. That's kind of like increasing the pace. You can change the direction that you go. Sometimes that also helps, too. If you're used to turning right and you got a hill that very first beginning, maybe go left and then come down the hill at the end instead of going it up. All those little things help to make your body work a little bit harder. Plus, they give you a little bit of a different mental enjoyment.
Okay, a little scattershot here, back to eating. Do you recommend the 3 meals a day, or some people break it down to 6?
That's a good question. And it really is feeding yourself in small amounts throughout the day. So kind of take that small plates thing that fancy restaurant charges you, you know, $50 per small plate, and think about it in that way. If you have small plates, small portions throughout the day, you're using that energy that you're giving yourself. So you use it, and then you kind of get hungry again. You use it, and then you get hungry again. And that is kind of a great way. I graze all day. I have my 3 square meals, you know, just like I'm in prison. And then I also have my snacks in between. And they're just small snacks. And that's what helps keep me full throughout the day.
What kind of snacks? What does Matt Peel snack on?
Matt Peel snacks on whatever protein bars that are kind of the cheapest at the grocery store. He snacks on some apples or pears or some oranges. He'll have Greek yogurt, maybe a cheese stick. And sometimes he gets some of these like Kodiak protein oatmeal cups. Those are kind of things that he snacks on throughout the day.
Andy, I'm getting hungry. This is not right.
Me too. Only now, if I get a full bucket of chicken at KFC, do I eat it gradually throughout the day? Is this what you're recommending? And then I'll be thin by the end of the day, or will it take 2 days?
I'm thinking you're going to want to do a little bit, and then some pillage, and then you eat a little bit, and then you do some pillage, and then you finish it out, and then you do some pillage.
I'm just picturing you storming the golf course with Vikings. In the middle of the morning. I just wonder if it might freak some people out. Hey, Matt Peel, we got a few seconds left. One more time, please tell everybody how to get your book and how to see your videos and learn more from Matt Peel.
Awesome. You can go to my website, mattpeale.com. Order my book. Check out my new online course. Follow me on Facebook at Athlete in the Game of Life. And you can hit me up on Twitter or even LinkedIn at Matt Peel.
Fantastic. Matt, thanks so much. And you can come back anytime.
Thank you, Andy and Neil. Appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, and Neil, did you have fun? Did you learn anything?
Yeah.
Are you thinner?
No, but I'm thinking thinner.
Okay, well, we can do that with mirrors. All right. That is the end of Hour 1. Richard Battle and Emily Collar are coming up in Hour 2. Until then, keep it right here on Rush to Reason KLZ. And by the way, I believe at 6 o'clock today we will not replay it. We are going to have the Crawford Roundtable. Okay, just want to make sure of that. Okay, folks, at 6 o'clock you're going to get the Crawford Roundtable. Next hour, Richard Battle, Emily Cow. Until then, keep it right here at Rush to Reason KLZ 560.